You're listening to Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, and now a scene from Something.
But if there can be no arrangement, then we are at an impasse.
I'm afraid so. I can't compete with you physically, and you're no match for my brains.
You're that smart.
Let me put it this way. Have you ever heard of Plato, Aristotle, Socrates?
Yes.
Morons.
Really? In that case, I challenge you to a battle of wits.
For the princess? To the death? I accept.
Good. Then pour the wine. Inhale this, but do not touch.
I smell nothing.
What you do not smell is called iocane powder. It is odorless, tasteless, dissolves instantly in liquid, and is among the more deadlier poisons known to man. All right. Where is the poison? The battle of wits has begun. It ends when you decide, and we both drink, and find out who is right and who is dead.
But it's so simple. All I have to do is divine from what I know of you. Are you the sort of man who would put the poison into his own goblet or his enemies? Now, a clever man would put the poison into his own goblet because he would know that only a great fool would reach for what he was given. I'm not a great fool, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you. But you must have known I was not a great fool. You would have counted on it. So I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
You've made your decision then?
Not remotely, because iocane comes from Australia, as everyone knows. And Australia is entirely people with criminals. And criminals are used to having people not trust them, as you are not trusted by me. So I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you.
Truly, you have a dizzying intellect.
Wait till I get going. Where was I?
Australia.
Yes, Australia. And you must have suspected I would have known the powder's origin, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
You're just stalling now.
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you? You've beaten my giant, which means you're exceptionally strong. So you could have put the poison in your own goblet, trusting on your own strength to save you. So I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you. But you've also bested my Spaniard, which also means you have studied. And in study, you must have learned that man is mortal. So you could have put the poison as far from yourself as possible, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
You're trying to trick me into giving away something.
It has worked. You've given everything away. I know where the poison is.
Then make your choice.
I will, and I choose. What in the world can that be?
What? Where? I don't see anything.
Oh, well. I could have sworn I thought something. No matter. The man...
What's so funny?
I'll tell you in a minute. First, let's drink. Me from my glass, and you from yours.
You guessed wrong.
You only think I guessed wrong. That's what's so funny. I switched glasses when your back was turned, you fool. You fell victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous, never get involved in a land war in Asia, but only slightly less well known is this. Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line. Scene.
I need a death thud. I was trying to get the crack. I'm like, I need a death thud.
I have the sounder. I don't know why it didn't. This was death thud. By the way, we have Paul on the line, I believe.
I know. And you handed me the sheet of paper with the prize list. And
yeah, it's over there.
And then I got in the middle of all
it
my
got stuck
script,
in all your scripts.
Got all my script. I have it. I got it. Oh, we have a pair of tickets to the Sensory Overload at the Montgomery Club on April 14th. So we have that for our winner, whoever can figure out what's that from. It's a brain teaser. I know it's a long shot. Let's see if we have if Paul has an answer for us. Paul, first of all, how are you doing tonight?
Paul is doing well. Thank you very much.
I like that Paul is talking about himself in the third person. This is already enjoyable.
Dan thinks you're awesome.
Patty thinks you are as well.
Real quick question from Craig. Does Paul think that Dan did an excellent job reading his role? Because that was a pretty amazing reading.
Yes, what does Paul think?
Craig thinks it was.
Paul
thinks that everybody did an amazing job reading their role.
I think next time we'll have Esmeralda read the stage directions.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I think that was.
Someone needed the sound effects.
The sound effects, what was happening in the scene, all of those things. So,
to be honest, we thought of this 10 minutes ago.
I could see it in my mind as I heard you read it.
Are you in the Chicagoland area, Paul?
I am not.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a different gift because this is something that's for the Chicagoland area, and I don't want to, if you happen to have the answer. So I have an Apt Electronics gift card for you, and you can order things online with that gift card, just so you know. If you happen to win, you can go to apt.com. Paul, what scene? What's that from? What movie is that from? That scene we did.
That is from The Princess Bride.
Yay! Craig is applauding Paul.
The phone lit up pretty quickly, so I'm going to go ahead and say one line in, and you knew what we were reading from, didn't you?
I would say that would be correct, yes.
Yeah, right away. Was it the line, or was it the reading by Senator Katowski of Vizzini?
It was the line.
It was the line.
Come on, Paul.
He said you did an excellent job.
Paul must be a relative of mine.
He's not giving any props. Can't give any credit. Where are you calling?
Like, it was the line.
It was the whole package.
The whole package.
Yes.
He said it was the whole package.
The first time. Yeah.